Hello, welcome back to Health or Mental Health, El Infierno de la Salud Mental. This is episode 26, Ceremony and Ancestral Medicine, part 2. And well, I'll keep sharing with you my own experience with ceremony and ancestral medicine. For many years, I had nightmares. And I don't want to share that information because of how surreal, grotesque, and uncomfortable they were. They were very, very embarrassing. And well, I don't feel like I should share that information. But since I started microdosing with psilocybin and that treatment, and after the experience with the ceremony and ancestral medicine, I don't have those nightmares anymore. They are gone. And I don't have any dreams at all. And if I do dream at night, I don't remember anything the next day. I wake up and I don't know if I had dreams or not. They are not there. Horrible nightmares that I used to have, they are gone, completely gone. And well, after this experience with the ancestral medicine, I really have complete faith and hope that this experience and a microdose maintenance for some time will give me the desired results for my mental health. I know that I have to wait a little longer to be able to fully appreciate and understand the changes in me. It's been only 4 days, about 4 days. I'm sorry, 4 weeks since my experience. And I continue to receive quote-unquote messages. I continue to a certain extent traveling in my trip. And experiencing feelings and different emotions that I had to learn to decode. But as Jose Luis told me, I just have to accept these feelings and emotions. And he said, let yourself go. And that's what I do. I just let myself go. These messages remember me of people I heard many years ago. And I have taken the task of finding some of them and asking for forgiveness, because that is what my inner voice is asking me to do. And it is very hard to find people after so many years, but I have tried. I found a couple of them and I sent emails. I didn't get an email back, a response or anything like that. But that's what I did. I sent an email and I said, I'm sorry, I apologize for what I did. And well, also I have somehow connected with my inner self, the child. And I have asked for forgiveness for not having done more for myself. And that child has forgiven me. So that is something that I also had to do, to talk to that child inside of me, and just say that I am sorry for not doing more, for not taking care of that child, I felt great after doing that. My mother died. In 1980, I was very young, maybe 19 or 20 years old. I was quite young. For many years, I wanted to put on a brave face, in the sense that, I was in pain by her death, and I could never forget it. The pain, I could never forget her either. I had to make her departure lighter as time went by. I was always wrong. Now I realize that during one of those messages that I get during my meditations, I realize how much I have always needed my mom. I never knew how to deal with her absence, but I didn't accept it. I didn't want to accept it. I didn't want to show weakness, and I never confessed it to anyone. Anyone. I never talked to anyone about how I was missing her and how much I needed her. But I reconnected with her, and in my meditation, when I met her, quote unquote, met her, we hugged and kissed, and I told her how much I love her, and I apologize for not telling her that I love her every day while I had her with me when she was still alive. And well, she forgave me, and I knew in that moment when she forgave me that she has always been with me. She has always been taking care of me. She has never left me. And through other people and events, she has been with me always, all these years. And now I know that. And well, every day is a different experience after my ceremony with ancestral medicine. And I had to use other tools such as constant meditation, yoga, exercise, a good diet, acupuncture. All these elements contribute to the benefit of my mental health, and they help me to be in constant connection with my inner self. I am learning to live a new life. At this time in my life, I'm learning to live a new life without the chains of drugs that had plunged me into a dark, nebulous passivity that I thought was normal for many years. This new reality is not easy to assume. It is taking me time and adaptation. But I'm very, very hopeful that my body, mind, and soul will accept this new reality and learn to live with it. For a long time, I needed medication to alleviate the chemistry in my brain and relieve my depression and other conditions. But I honestly believe that I abused those drugs for many years. And now I wonder if I was diagnosed in the right way. I don't know. There are many questions that come to my mind now. And well, I truly recommend this experience with ancestral medicine to everyone who suffers from some kind of mental conditions and want to find themselves during a ceremonial trip. I totally recommend it. Now, let's be clear about something. I'm not selling anything or trying to convince anyone. I'm just sharing my personal experiences as I said it from the first episode of this podcast. My personal experience through the ceremony and ancestral medicine was wonderful. I am sharing the truth about my personal experience. But what is true for me may not be true for others. I'm not offering recipes. I'm just sharing my story. If this story helps the story of others, then that's fine. If it helps someone in particular to create their own story, that's great. Now, somebody asked some time ago if ancestral medicine creates addiction. I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. What I know is that we live in a world full of addictions. Television, social media, excessive consumption, pharmaceuticals, work, everything creates addictions. Now, I wonder, is it an addiction to get in touch with our inner self through medical plants that have been used for centuries? Is it an addiction to consume what Mother Earth gives us for our own physical and mental benefit? I don't know. What I'm sure of is that I will now have to decide how I will use what I found during my experience during my trip for my own benefit, for the benefit of those I love very much, for the benefit of those in my community around me. So I have to learn how I'm going to use everything that I learn and that I am learning through my meditations and other emotions that are coming to me. Before my experience, I thought I was going to visualize myself in my mother's womb at certain moments of my childhood, as an adult, in anything from the past that marked me in some way. It was not like that at all, because what I found was something more direct. My life for the last almost 30 years. My experience didn't take me through multiple memories. It focused on some very specific ones. I'm sure that there are still matters to explore, and I hope to have the opportunity to experience them with another ancestral medicine ceremony sometime soon. My journey didn't lead me to encounter my creator or any kind of religious encounter or awakening. On the contrary, my journey led me in the opposite direction, to an infernal inner circle where I had to face the demons that live there. That is, my actions of the past and the damage I did to my loved ones. But in the end, that trip, the journey, everything was healing. It was reviving. It was wonderful. I don't have doubts that the next time I take part in another ceremony, perhaps I will encounter other situations prior to these 30 years. Somehow I feel like this first ceremony ended as a soap opera with a to be continued. That's how I feel. And I'm sure that not every single ceremony is the same. People can go through different things. And that's what I'm hoping for next time, to explore, encounter different things from my life. I want to emphasize something that is very important here. José Luis was an excellent shaman. He took me and took care of me throughout my 9-hour trip that the ceremony lasted. The conversations before and after were very instructive, touching on very sensitive points that are not normally touched on in daily conversations, because we're afraid to talk about some of those topics. I'm really grateful that fate has put José Luis in my path and gave me the opportunity to experience ancestral medicine with him. And while this is my experience, my own personal experience with a ceremony and ancestral medicine, once again, I'm not trying to sell anything or convince anyone. This is my own personal experience. That's what I went through. And for me, it was a wonderful healing experience. And well, if somebody can benefit from this, that'd be great. Thank you very much for listening. And please share with friends, family members, colleagues, anyone around you. We never know who might be experiencing mental health conditions. The people sitting next to us might be going through some kind of depression, or we don't know. We never know. If someone is interested, if you are interested, or one of your friends is interested in taking part in one of the episodes, they can contact me via email. My email is carcory, carcor, at protonmail.com. And we're also on Facebook and Instagram. You can follow us there. We're constantly putting information out there about the episodes and the podcast. Well, thank you very much once again for listening. Take care of yourselves and good health. Bye.